Well, the 145th British Open is underway at Royal Troon this morning. Colin Montgomery hit the opening tee shot. Widely considered the best player to have never won a major, Montgomery qualified at age 53 for what likely will be his last Open. The defending champ is Dustin Johnson, who made a 30-foot birdie putt in regulation for a 66 and then won the four-hole aggregate playoff over Louis Oosthuizen and Mark Leishman. Jordan Spieth was in contention for his third straight major until he bogeyed the next-to-last hole and came inches from a birdie putt on 18 to miss the playoff by one shot. Americans have won the Claret Jug the last six times the matches have been held at Royal Troon. It's been a gorgeous morning along the Irish Sea with no wind, allowing the early starters to take aim at one of the shorter courses on the open rotation. And boy, have they ever. A lot of golfers under par already this morning. In fact, there are a total of 37 golfers that are under par currently, either completed their rounds or on the course this morning. Hayden Porteous is in the lead right now. He's blistering the course early. He's through just eight holes, but he's already six under par for his round today. American Patrick Reed is in the clubhouse. He's finished his round, shot 66 today for a 5-under par total. Matt Jones is at 5-under through 10 holes. Also in the clubhouse, American Justin Thomas. He shot a 4-under par 67 today. He's finished up his round. Soomin Lee is also at 4-under par right now. There are some golfers at 3-under, including Justin Rose, Shugo Imahira, Richard Stern, Nicholas Kolsarts, and Jamie Donaldson. They are all at 3-under par. Also at 2-under par, Steve Stricker, Vijay Singh, Ricky Fowler, Billy Horschel, and also Robert Rock, and they're all on the course at this time. There are plenty of other golfers out there as well today. Some other notables: Bubba Watson is currently 1-under par through 14 holes in his round today. Rory McIlroy is also through 14 holes. He was at 4-under early. He's at 1-under par right now in his round. Padraig Harrington is at 1-under par through 18 holes currently on the course. Colin Montgomery, as we mentioned, possibly playing in his last Open. He's at even par through his first round. He finished up with an even 71 in his round today. Jordan Spieth is through 16 holes. He's at even par. Danny Willett is at 15. He's through 15 holes, and he is also at even par so far on his round today. John Daly through four holes. He's at even par. Justin Leonard also is even through three holes so far in this morning's early round. Several golfers also have yet to tee off today. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the absence of many of the top golfers from the Rio Olympics will be taken into account in evaluating the sport's future in the Games. Golf is making its first appearance in the Olympics for the first time since 1904, but 20 men have pulled out, citing many concerns over Zika virus. Among the 20 golfers opting not to compete are the top four ranked men in the world: Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy. Just four of the top 10 golfers plan to be in Rio for the Games. Bach added that a very different reason not related to Zika may have also been cited in golf circles for skipping the Olympics. University of Iowa junior linebacker Josie Jewell has been named to the 2016 Butkus Award watch list. The Butkus Foundation made that announcement on Tuesday. The Butkus Award is presented annually to the nation's best linebacker. Jewell started all 14 games at middle linebacker last season, anchoring a Hawkeye defense that allowed 11 rushing touchdowns, the seventh lowest total in the country, and yielded an average of 121.4 rushing yards per game, ranking 15th nationally. Jewell led Iowa with 126 total tackles, including 62 solo stops and three sacks. His four interceptions ranked second on the team, while his 7.5 tackles for loss tied for second best. Jewell joins teammates Desmond King and Jaleel Johnson as Hawkeyes recently named to award watch list. King is on the Jim Thorpe Award list and Johnson on the Outland Trophy list. Iowa opens up the 2016 season at home on September 3rd, hosting Miami of Ohio at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State junior Alan Lazard has been named to the 2016 Biletnikoff Award preseason watch list. That award annually is given to the top wide receiver in the nation. Lazard enters his junior season, primed to enter Iowa State's career top 10 in virtually every wide receiver statistical category. He was a second-team All-Big 12 recipient last season. Lazard joins running back Mike Warren and punter Colin Downing as Cyclones on preseason watch list, Warren on the Maxwell Award list, and Downing on the Ray Guy Award list. Two Iowa State Cyclones were named the preseason All-Big 12 football team released yesterday by the league. That team was voted on by media reps who cover the league. A preseason poll will be released today. Iowa State running back Mike Warren and wide receiver Alan Lazard were both selected. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield was named the league's Offensive Player of the Year, while Texas linebacker Malik Jefferson was named the league's Defensive Player of the Year. TCU quarterback Kenny Hill has been tabbed as the league's Newcomer of the Year. The college football playoff will consider moving future semifinals off New Year's Eve if it can help increase viewership. The TV ratings dropped 36% last year when the games were moved from New Year's Day to the night before. Executive Director Bill Hancock says conference commissioners who make up the playoff management committee are open to changing future schedules starting in 2019 when the semifinals are scheduled for New Year's Eve. Hancock says alternatives to New Year's Eve are beginning to be explored. Well, it could be time for Tom Brady just to punt. A federal appeals court has rejected the latest attempt by the Patriots quarterback to get a new hearing because of the deflated football suspension. Brady wanted the full Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case, but the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan issued a one-sentence rejection of requests by the NFL Players Association and Brady to reconsider an April decision that reinstated his suspension. A three-judge panel ruled in April that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was within his powers to suspend Brady for four games for his role in the deflated football scheme in the 2015 AFC Championship game. The full court's decision affirms the wide-ranging powers given to the commissioner by the NFL's collective bargaining agreement. It's also a setback for organized labor groups arguing for due process in employee discipline. Brady's remaining hope is to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Notre Dame will play Colorado, and Texas will meet Northwestern in the semifinals of the 10th Annual Legends Classic at the Barclays Center. The semifinals in that basketball tournament will be November 21st, with the championship and consolation game set for the next night. San Antonio Spurs star Tim Duncan says he decided to retire after 19 seasons because playing basketball just wasn't fun anymore. 2 days after the Spurs announced Duncan's retirement in a news release, he sat down for an interview with longtime friend Rashidi Clements. The interview was streamed online. Duncan says he has no regrets after deciding to end his career with five championships and two MVP awards. He grew emotional as he said he enjoyed the ride, and he thanks Spurs fans and all of those who reached out in the last couple of days. He didn't reveal any specific plans for his retirement. Duncan says that's the beauty of it, that for the first time in 20 years, he doesn't have a plan. A police report released Wednesday says Golden State Warriors star Draymond Green was over the legal limit for alcohol when he struck a Michigan State football player in the jaw during a confrontation near campus last weekend. The report also says Green tried to apologize and then had to sit in jail for a while until he could sober up. Senior cornerback Jermaine Edmondson claimed he was punched by Green early Sunday outside a restaurant in East Lansing, though officers patrolling the area said they saw or heard a loud open-handed slap. It was the second alleged incident involving Green and Edmondson, who told police that he and his girlfriend were choked Friday night by men who were with Green at a bar near campus. It's a couple of area baseball games last night. In high school baseball, Denison defeated Storm Lake 10-4. Also, Thomas Jefferson, a winner over Harlan by a final of 6-3. And the TV ratings continue to dwindle for the Major League All-Star Game. For the second straight year, the Midsummer Classic has drawn a record low rating. The American League's 4-2 win over the National League in San Diego got a 5.4 rating on Fox. That's down from the previous low of 6.6 for last year's game in Cincinnati. That's a check of sports this hour. Sports this morning here on KJAN, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.